This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
Like, there was this premise, and it was, I think, in some ways correct. But that was predicated on this idea that there were essential sort of sex differences. And now we're actually even...
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have been banned from YouTube for 7 days, and we'll get to that in a minute. First, we have to talk about this amazing email that we got about Genucel, you guys, and then we got to talk about the hurricane. There's so much going on. This is incredible. So one of our YouTube followers, actually, I know that for a fact, Brad, who is one of our YouTube followers, you guys, listen to this email, you guys. He writes, "Hey, Mock and Daisy, I have a problem." Oh, he says, "I'll apologize up front for my absolutely disgusting penmanship." This is an email, by the way. "I have a problem. Anywho, I commented on Genucel's Instagram about my wife having stage 3 breast cancer. And not even a minute later, I got a DM and it's Genucel telling me that they're sending my beautiful wife a box of their products for her. And it took me a while to respond because it's damn near impossible to text when you're crying. You always talk about how awesome of a company Genucel is, and I've never doubted it. As a viewer, I understand pumping up your sponsors, but this is 100% fact. I don't really care that they're sending something because at that moment, I really needed something positive to happen. And in a simple message to me, they made me believe in our country. I know that probably sounds weird, but Genucel is absolutely more than just a makeup company. They are awesome people who happen to have a makeup company. Thank you so much, chicks, for bringing on sponsors that actually represent your brand."
Can you even? Can just, you I mean, even? Right?
Can you even?
I know. Like, all three of us, me, you, and Jen, we all read that and we were just like,
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Just tears. Cause right. Oh my God.
They're the best, you guys. They're the best. Like, they're the incredible. Real deal. They are the real deal. Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And you guys, because they are such good sponsors to us, I hope that you consider supporting them as well. And especially because it's 60% off their most popular packages right now. And when you go to genucel.com/chicks and you get your 60% off, that's not even all. Okay. You go there, you put in code chicks, they're going to send you their new hyaluronic acid serum as a free gift. So I don't know why, if you've been thinking about trying it, you haven't tried it yet, now's the time. Genucel.com/chicks. Do it for Brad and Brad's wife.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
I can't tell you what a bummer it is to not have our normal YouTube crowd here. It just breaks my freaking heart.
Yeah. We're dealing with commies. We're dealing with a bunch of commies, you guys. And we'll probably get banned for me saying that again. But the thing is that, like, they got us, they dinged us on something that we did 18 months ago. 18 months ago.
We'll tell that story because we're on Rumble, Stuart. Yes, right. We are on Rumble right now. But we have to address the main thing that's happening today, which is, of course, this hurricane.
Yeah.
If you are still in its path and you can get out, please get out. This is not a drill, you guys. This looks like one of the worst ever. I think it's supposed to start hitting big time this afternoon. I mean, I've been obsessed with watching all the TikToks about this. Like, I cannot stop. There are so many people on TikTok that are like, "I'm in the path of the storm and I'm going to give you a diary of what it's like." And I'm like, "Get out." But they're not listening to me. They're making their videos.
I think there's always been people that do that though, right? There are always, no matter what storm it is, there are always people that do that. Now, you don't have to leave the state. They just, they're saying that they want people to get to a place where it is safe within the state. And then I think that I heard yesterday that Expedia is offering deals on hotels within the state where there's like safe place. They're teaming up with the state of Florida, where they're saying, "Listen, we have rooms in these areas that are safe places to go that are, I guess, like, you know, higher ground or whatever, where you can go and be safe." And so there are places to go, and there are, you know, I guess, cheaper places. They have deals where you can, you know, go and be safe. So why would you not want to do that? Like, you should do that. Yeah.
You really should.
Yeah.
The problem, too, though, is that now it's like, you're even inland, like Orlando has a hurricane warning. Okay. Like they're talking about it slowing down to a Cat 3 when it's over the middle of the state. Like that's just freaking crazy strong hurricane. And it's coming. And so I do have a couple of videos to share about that. One that is delicious just because Don Lemon is trying so desperately to tie this particular hurricane to climate change. And the weather guy that he's talking to is like, no. So I'm going to show you that one first. Watch this.
I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay, well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
So I love that he's fighting with the weather guy. Well, I'm from there, so I
grew up there. I grew up there, and they're bad. They're bad now, so climate change.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on, Don Lemon.
They really do want to link the two, right? They just want to do that so badly. Okay.
Ridiculous. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know, listen, there is no one who takes hurricanes more seriously than me. I'm terrified of them. I know when I move to the coast, I'm going to be that person who 10 days in advance, I'm going to be like coming to Indiana. Okay. That's just me. Where my husband is going to be like, we're going to
come
here.
Go to Arizona. Come here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are places to go. Yeah.
There's places to go. That's right. But I'm going to have my dogs because I'm not leaving my dogs behind either. And so
you're just going to leave your husband.
They're going to be like, you can stay. He won't come with me. He refuses to come with me. He's like, I'm staying.
He's that guy. Yeah.
He's so that guy. So, but even though this is a very serious thing, and I'm not trying to take away from the seriousness of this at all. Okay. You guys just hear me on that.
Right.
I have to still show you. I have to, you guys, I have because to show you this.
Because we're 13-year-old boys, okay? This is our mentality. Like, we have the sense of humor of 13-year-old boys. So this, just know that in advance, okay? Get mad. Don't add us. Don't send us emails about this, okay? Don't get mad. Just know that in advance. We're just preambling with that, okay? This is our sense of humor has always been of 13-year-old boys. Like, you should know that by now if you've been here for 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, I feel like that's a good enough preamble, right?
I feel like that's
we've
good,
set
right?
The stage.
We have set the stage. Right.
Okay, it's just 12 seconds, you guys.
That's it.
I cannot stop laughing at this watch.
Okay, here we go.
What you think you see is all kind of tracks here over Florida and fewer over here. Well, that's just because the European model makes more.
That's what you think you see. But what did you actually, what did you see? But what did you guys see there?
I have
what did
a
you see?
Okay. All right. So, okay. I had to get it out of my system. Like there was no getting, I had to. Oh, that's right. I forgot to nickname myself. You guys, I'm really behind on everything. I've been so obsessed with this hurricane. I'm completely discombobulated this morning.
Your name today should have been Mocking Balls is what it should have been.
That's I mean, for it, real, I'm just like a complete mess. Oh my God.
So Karen said the hurricane's got balls. Yes, it does. It does have balls.
I was dying.
Ellen wants you to show it again. Show it again.
No, because that is inappropriate.
That is inappropriate. We would never show it again. Just
we wouldn't do that. Oh my gosh.
So Denise said your name should be Mock Me Like a Hurricane.
Why didn't I do it? You know what? I'm changing it. That's so good.
Do it right now.
Change it.
It has to be Mock Me Like a Hurricane, like right now. That was fantastic. Great suggestion.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that suggestion.
Yeah.
Also, before I forget, I also want to mention that I'm going to have some more meat coming from Omaha Steaks.
Oh my God. Me too. You're not
the
only one. I cannot wait for more pork chops.
Oh my God.
I live for them.
As we discussed in our deep dive yesterday, I think about pork chops almost all the time, like almost 24/7.
Not as much as I do.
all I can think about. And if you don't know what we're talking about, what are you doing? Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Use code CHICKS at checkout. You're going to get the biggest discounts on meat, you guys. The biggest. So just think about doing that. Okay, before we talk more hurricane stuff, because I got to show you this clip of Ron DeSantis absolutely leveling a reporter. We do need to address this whole YouTube ban. And so here's what happened. So here's yesterday, just out of nowhere, I get an email from YouTube that says, we have taken down your video because it goes against our community standards. And the community standards it goes against specifically are that you are not allowed to say anything that advances this idea that the 2020 election LA was in any way not on the up and up.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get a big fat strike and you don't get to post or live stream on YouTube for a whole week because you're bad. And so I'm like, oh my God, I don't even remember that we talked about this recently. And when we do, we always use Pig Latin.
Right.
Hello.
It's like, but we really haven't talked about it lately. We haven't. We haven't talked about, you know, January 6th or anything like that lately. Because it just hasn't been something that's been in the news lately.
Right.
You know? So we were like, what the hell? Well, turns out that that video was 18 months ago.
Right. So they pulled our video from January 7th, okay, of 2021. The day, by the way, that the literal entire world was having this conversation about what led to people going to DC that day.
So they were fishing. They were fishing for it. I mean, they were looking for something, obviously. I mean, this is, or at least that's my hypothesis. They were looking for something to shut us down for. Now we have, now we have 90 days, so 89 more days to be good, right? They have to.
Yeah, but I thought we were.
I think we're good. It's America, okay? We should be able to say whatever the hell we want. I mean, in my personal opinion, it's America. We don't live in communist China, but we have 89 more days. Now, if they hit us two more times, we're done.
Yeah,
that's how it works. We're off the platform completely. That's how that works. So we have to, I don't know, we're sitting on eggshells now, just waiting to see what's going to happen, right?
Because there was absolutely no... There was nothing on our radar that suggested to us, you may probably need to go and think about videos that you did 18 months ago or more, because you're going to get in trouble for them today. Like, that's just not a thing that had ever crossed our mind could even happen. But clearly it's happened. Yes, David, we are on Rumble. So we are on all the other platforms. I think we may even be on Getter right now. I don't know that for sure. I think we may be. And that would be great. If we are, I have no idea if it's working or not. I guess we'll see later. But yeah, I mean, this is a thing that it doesn't matter how long ago it was. They can still apparently go after you. We're clearly on their radar, clearly.
Yeah.
And that's probably the case with other platforms as well. So anyway, that's happening. That's why we're trying to get out onto as many other platforms as we can. Julie's saying that we're not on Rumble. I mean, it's saying that we're on Rumble. So I don't know what's going on. I'll try to reset all of our settings. But yeah, we're supposed to be live on Rumble right now, too.
And if you're asking what we specifically did, we don't really know there's nothing specific that we did other than the fact that we mentioned what happened on January the 6th and on January the 7th. So it was just
it wasn't even about that. It was about specifically saying that there was stuff not on the up and up.
Right. But I mean, like, everybody was talking about that. Everybody.
Right.
It was just, that was just the topic of conversation the day after. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard for, if we didn't mention that day, that would have been really weird.
That would have been super weird. Like, it would not have made any sense whatsoever at all, even a little bit.
That would have been bizarre.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I guess it'll be, what's today, Wednesday? So it'll be a week from today that we will be able to live stream to YouTube again as normal. I hope, unless they've decided that another video has got to be pulled down and that we're, you know, getting our hands slapped again. It's just incredible that this is, I mean, it sucks for our tailgaters. It sucks for our community. It sucks for us. It sucks for our sponsors, but it sucks because it's America.
Right.
It's supposed to be America.
That's exactly right.
And for this to be something for us to have to tiptoe around any conversation is so unacceptable and so un-American.
Right.
And it's just sad. You know what I mean? It's just sad that this is where we are today.
Yeah.
It just
and we're not the only ones this is happening to. You know? I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before now.
Yeah.
So you guys, this is terrifying that this happens in the United States of America. It's terrifying.
And it's so easy for big tech to just be like, yep, you don't get to say what you want to say because
right.
it goes against what we have deemed, along with the rest of the left, that we have deemed as unacceptable speech. And therefore, you don't get a voice anymore on our platform. Doesn't matter that we're like a complete monopoly, right? Mm-hmm. The big tech as a whole has so much control
right.
over what people hear and see and learn. That's freaking whack. But that's where we are. We have to dance around topics just to make sure that we're still heard. That's just not okay. But that's what we have to do, right? It's mm-hmm. just, oh my God. All right, good news before we get to Ron DeSantis slamming down this reporter. We have a new sponsor, you guys, and this is really, really exciting because I know that you're actually thinking about getting a Michael Phelps swim spa for your daughter from masterspas.com/chicks.
You guys, they're really amazing. They're for working out, but then they're also for leisure. We've looked at a lot of these and the Michael Phelps ones are really amazing. We have a pool, but I wouldn't mind having one of these too, because they're sort of like hot, like a little bigger than a hot tub size, but obviously smaller than a pool, but they're just amazing. They have the jets in there, so you like swim against the current. Anyways, my daughter is a competitive swimmer, and so we've looked at these. They're just freaking awesome. The Michael Phelps ones are the best. So I highly encourage you to check out masterspas.com. And then you can, obviously you can get
a coupon slash chicks.
And just like she's saying, you can get the coupon for $1,000 off. They're awesome. They're really, really cool. I'm just super stoked about these people who are endorsing us. So definitely check it out because it's a really cool product. They have a lot of really cool products.
And Master Spas, by the way, biggest swim spa manufacturer in the entire world. And they're also all of their hot tubs. If you're like just looking for a regular hot tub
right.
or their swim spas, they're all 100% made in the United States. So this is a really cool partnership. We're super, super stoked about it. And there's no obligation. If you check out the website, masterspas.com/chicks, then you're going to see our happy little faces there. And then if you're interested in getting more information, you can actually print off a coupon that will get you that $1,000 off of the swim spa or $500 off of any of their hot tubs. And I was looking at their hot tubs online and I was like, oh my God, it's like, there's so many jets.
Yeah.
Like they look amazing.
Plus, I don't like leaving my house.
Same.
You know, I like having all the stuff at my house so I can have like staycations and everything. I just don't. These days, I just don't like leaving my house. I like to have all the leisure stuff. And I'm setting up like a nice little compound at my house. That's just who I am as a person. So I want to have all of the fun and you know, like relaxation things at my house. So I never have to leave. That's what I like doing. So you should
If Fauci decides to quarantine us all again for unknown reasons, at least we'll have some form of entertainment.
Totally. And you guys also, so definitely check that out. And then make sure that you're checking out our website too. We got the worst voicemail. Okay. I say it's the worst, but it was actually the best, most foul mouthed. I don't think we've had one. We were going to play it today for you guys, but we were afraid that if we played it, then we would get shut down on Facebook and every place else too, because there were so many curse words in it. But this chick left us a voicemail, and Mock is going to post it on our website today. And I highly encourage you to go to our website at chicksontheright.com and check it out, because it is epic. It was the most epic voicemail ever.
And I think this chick, you know, she obviously left it to be mean and like make us feel
right.
and like hurt our feelings or whatever. But when I get these kinds of messages, I was dying laughing. Like
it was
I could not believe how awesomely perfect this message was. And I thought, oh my gosh. So what's funny too about this, the voicemail system that we use, is that there is an automatic transcription that is generated from these voicemails. And it was so wrong. The transcription from the service was completely wrong, but I have also transcribed it in the post that I'm going to be publishing here as soon as we're done with this video. So I'm going to be publishing it. There are only two words in her whole diatribe that I could not make out. And so I'm going to be asking for help from our audience. If they can decipher what she's saying, please, please feel free to comment and let me know after I post it, because
Fantastic.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. Here is Ron DeSantis shedding, because I don't know if you've seen the reports. The media is already preemptively going after Ron DeSantis for not handling this hurricane well, even before it has made landfall. They hate him so much that they're like, he sucks at managing hurricanes. Dude called a state of emergency like before it was even anywhere near Florida. So he's been doing all the right things. He's been out in front and speaking constantly. Like, I saw him doing lives all day yesterday. Yeah. He's been out in front of this as much as he can be. And so a reporter, you'll love this, because here's how he shoots down this reporter.
Administrator Chris Wells said today that she acknowledged concerns that Florida, as was said, lacks response to the storm so far, and that
give me a break. That is nonsense. Stop politicizing, okay? Stop it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in here. You've had counties doing, they've done a lot of hard work. And honestly, you're trying to attack me, I get, but like, you're attacking these other people who've worked very hard. And so that's just totally false. I don't think we've ever, certainly since I've been governor, declared a state of emergency this early. We made sure that we were very inclusive with it. We said that there was a lot of uncertainty, and we've worked to make sure the preparations that have been done and all the stuff, you talk to the people at the counties when they've needed something, stuff gets there very quickly because of what Kevin and his team have done.
Yeah. Boom. So suck it.
That guy
behind him, he was like, yeah. Because he has people's backs, you know?
That's right.
God. And he also has secured, you know, like the federal assistance too. And from what I heard last night, he and Biden have actually talked.
They had a talk.
Yeah, they had a little chitty chat, you know, even though I'm sure Biden, that pained him to no end, you know? I mean, it's like, that's part of his job. This is what he has to do. So they had to put politics aside, and they had to, you know, put their big girl panties on, and they had to do that. Mm-hmm. So they did that. I don't think that would have been a problem for DeSantis at all, because DeSantis is like, I'm here to do a freaking job, which is what he's used to doing. But I'm sure that was very painful for Biden.
You know? I'm sure it was, because he was actually talking to someone, you know, that has
and big set,
right? Right. And Biden does not. Let me just show you what Biden is most interested in terms of prepping for hurricanes. Here's his advice.
Be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
Oh, my God.
Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated in a hurricane or natural disaster hits.
What the hell? What the hell? I mean, it's like, what? Okay.
Okay.
That's the first thing. That's the first thing that people are thinking of. Got to get my booster.
I mean, what in the world? They are so mental. This is insanity that he's even talking about this right now. Especially now, it's like every time you turn around, there's a new headline saying, oh, you know what we didn't know about those mRNA vaccines? It's actually kind of bad.
Listen. Right.
Yeah. And there's new stuff. I'm not even going to say any of the stuff because YouTube will figure out that I can't say it again. Right. You know what I mean?
We can't say it. But y'all know what we want to say. You know, we want to say all the things. But my God, there are like news articles everywhere coming out. And I want to share them. I want to share them all over my Facebook page. But then I'm like, oh, my Facebook, it'll get shut down. And I kind of need that. I need it for work, you know?
I'm just
not going to share it. I'm not going to. But meanwhile, I'm telling all my family members, I'm telling all of my friends, I'm just like, did you see that? I mean, give me a break. And then the president is like, this is the first thing that you want to think about, like during a hurricane. I kind of feel like that's not the first thing that people think about.
Right. God. No, people are like, is my home going to withstand these right. winds? Is it going to withstand the storm surges? Am I going to have water? Am I going to have power? They're not thinking about like where they are on their boosters at this point.
I mean,
it's just unbelievable. And worse still, not worse, but just as bad, is the fact that Democrats are now trying to, just like Don Lemon, trying to tie this whole thing to climate change and using it as a campaign strategy. Look at shaking Chihuahua Amy Klobuchar. Watch this.
Did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
Oh my God. What does she think? It's like, so, okay. So if they win, they're going to somehow stop hurricanes. This is the thing. This is their mentality that they somehow can stop weather. This is what Democrats believe. This is what all these climate change whack jobs believe, is that we can stop weather. If we get enough of the people's money, we can stop, we can staple the money to the clouds and we can stop the weather.
This is
what they believe. This is what these people think. They're crazy.
And they're acting as though, listen, there's no question about the fact that this is a life-changing, people call it a once-in-a-lifetime type of hurricane, potentially, that's hitting Florida today, that's already left Cuba. 11 million people, the entire island, has no power. Okay, I mean, like, this is a big deal hurricane. But for people to pretend that they have not happened decades and hundreds of years ago, like there's some new phenomenon because of man-made climate change, they're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. Just go read a freaking history book about the weather. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is not new.
But I mean, it's also very self-important, you know, to think that you as a political party can stop the weather.
Yeah.
Like it's asinine. But people buy into it, you know? Liberals buy into it. They think, well, if I just give these people enough money, they can stop weather. Okay.
This is just freaking crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Speaking of crazy, I need to summon you, Bernie.
But why?
It's early.
It's 6:44 in the morning. It's so early.
I know. I don't know which home you're in right now, Bernie. Which of your four homes?
It's my summer home. It's my summer.
Well, apparently there are rumors that Bernie is not ruling out another run for president. You guys.
God, I'm 144 years old. I'm going to run again, you guys.
But see, here's my fear. Is that out of, like, because he would run as an independent, which is preposterous because he's clearly a Democrat. But he always runs as an independent. He's tried to, he'll do it because obviously if Biden runs again, he wouldn't be able to be a Democrat, right? Like, he's not going to primary Biden. Right. So I think he would run as an independent. So the thing that worries me about that is that what if this is like a third time is a charm kind of thing, right? Where the choices are either Biden or Trump. And everybody already thinks both of them suck. So what if they're like, well, might as well give this crazy Bernie a try. You know what I mean? Like, what if that happens?
No, that can't. I can't.
I'm just predicting doomsday here.
Why would you do that? You're the positive one.
I like to be prepared.
But you're like Miss Positive Pants with your like happy smiley face. And you're like, doomsday. Yay. No. I mean, that is just, that's crazy town. I can't. I mean, listen, I know there are a lot of people who would be delighted to have him as president. You know, all the Bernie bots who are out there who would, you know, love all the free crap because they, you know, there are so many people who deify that whack job and they think he's great. And I don't understand it, but they do. They think he's great. I mean, the guy has never had a real job, right? He left his parents' basement when he was 40. He went into public service, you know, and then he's never done anything. He's just never done a thing. This is, so many of these people are the same way, but he is just like your quintessential, you know, lifelong politician who's never done a damn thing with his life ever. And then he just wants to, like, you know, take your money and basically be a socialist whack job. That's who he is. He's just a socialist. But people love that. There are a lot of people on the left who love him. I get it. But I don't know. At the same time, I think if he ran, he is so old.
Yeah, but he's younger than Biden.
I mean, but listen, Biden would be a disaster. I mean, they're both disasters.
Wait, is that right? Is he younger than Biden? I need to look now.
I thought he was older.
Age. I thought he was older too.
He was older. He's 81
right now. So I think he is older.
I think he's a year older. Yeah, he's a year older. But I mean, they both would be a complete disaster. I can't believe they don't have anybody on the bench on the Democrat side. This is why I think Gavin Newsom is going to sort of slip in there.
Well, I'm glad you brought him up because I have a video to show you about that as well. But first, Jimmy Fallon thinks it's ridiculous that Bernie is even considering this. Why? Because he makes fun of him pretty well. Watch this.
Some political news. Senator Bernie Sanders said that he hasn't yet decided whether he will run for president again in 2024. Yeah, people are like, president of what? Yep, Bernie still hasn't decided. Meanwhile, everyone else is like, how many times do we have to decide this? No. Right now, Biden is thinking, please run so I look like the hot young stud. Please.
I mean, he's kind of right.
Right?
As much as, like, I don't like Fallon. Yeah, he's kind of right. It's true.
Yeah. But this is why, right now. Fallon is super furry.
He's very furry. He is. but this is why Gavin Newsom is just salivating. He's just salivating. He won't admit it. But he's
flatly denying it. You have to watch this. This is unbelievable. And it's that horrible, nagging Alex Wagner, that new Rachel Maddow chick.
Yeah.
And she has
the bob and the weird teeth.
She has this voice that is just so piercing. I don't know how else to describe it, but the way that she harps on him to the point where he's like, oh my God, no. Anyway, just watch.
Running? Would you ever?
Would you ever? Is this the would you ever? Would you ever?
Would you ever? Will you? Ever? Do no, you? Is this all part of a plan?
No, yeah. Is this all part of a strategy?
Well, come on. You're taking billboards out. You're definitely increasing your national profile.
It's not the intention. My intention is to raise attention to these critical issues.
Okay.
On what's happening. Stay where I'm just telling
it's
you.
It's not my intention is not a no.
We'll start. Okay, let me answer your question. No. And then no, and then no, 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 okay. No, and then no, and no. How many cameras?
Okay, so that's no. A no for Iowa, no. A no for New Hampshire, no, a no for South Carolina, yeah. A no for Nevada. Okay,
no.
I'll play each time you're in one of those states. That's fine. I take what you're saying. I will take it at face value for now, Governor.
Oh my God, he's totally lying. He's a liar,
right?
He's lying so hard. I mean, you just tell he's lying. He's like, oh no. But I'm posturing in every way to run for president. That's absolutely
because what he's doing
he's
is he's doing the Madeleine Kahn thing. He's like,
totally.
No, yes. Yes.
Yes. This is so what he's going to do. He's absolutely going to run. He will.
Maybe it won't be 2024, but he's definitely, he's laying the groundwork.
Oh, I think he's totally going to run. I think he's so going to run. He's
in 2024?
I think he'll run in 2024. I think
against
he will.
Biden?
I think so. I do. I think he's totally posturing. He's been like, he loves, like when he, remember he went to the White House, he like kind of lingered. Remember he took that trip. We all watched him. He like, he's very comfortable there. And he's just, and he's a liar. The guy lies.
He's a liar.
This is what they do. And of course, he's posturing to be the president. Like it's all like posturing. I just think that he's lying right now. I mean, we have plenty of time for him to do that.
Oh yeah. We do.
And I think that at some point the Democrats are going to be like, we can't have Biden run again because he's been a colossal disaster. And Bernie Sanders, I'm way too old. And so Gavin Newsom will be like, he's the young guy with the slick back hair, looks like a used car salesman. And it's perfect. It's perfect for them because they are the used car salesman party. That's who they
are. Do you think, because I also have wondered about the possibility of Biden going ahead and running for reelection. If he wins, God forbid, but if he were to win again, I could see him literally serving 3 months and then saying, all right, Kamala, you're up. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. What a complete
I don't know what's worse.
Nightmare.
I literally have no idea what's worse.
I think she's actually worse.
Really?
Oh my God. She's so empty. Like, he's an empty suit, but I mean,
they're both so colossally terrible.
They're both terrible, but my God, she's so vapid and like dumb. She's so dumb in every way. Could you imagine her like being like, I just can't. Like, she's so bad in every way. She's so bad.
I don't know. I honestly do not know who is worse. I really, they're so bad. Awfully, terribly, horribly
so bad.
I
think she's,
but I can't choose.
I think she's probably worse because he's like the bad that we know. You know what I mean? Like, we've known him, we've seen him, we're kind of used to how bad he is. He's been the vice president, he's been the president. Like, we kind of know that he's creepy Uncle Joe. He's just an idiot. Like, we know his brand of idiot. But her, like, she's just a whole other level of stupid. You know? And like, that would be, oh my God, I mean, it would be so very bad.
It would be very, very bad. Very bad.
It's nice to be back to be able to remind everyone why now is the best time ever to support Mike Lindell and the great, great folks at mypillow.com/chicks. And I don't know if Mike Lindell has his phone back. I haven't heard if he's gotten his phone back from the FBI. But of course, we all know that they raided him, got his phone in like the drive-thru of a Hardee's. And so it's just out of control at this point. And that's why now is a really good time to stock up. If you're not going to stock up on the sheets, which are what is on mega sale right now, stock up on your travel pillow covers. Because if you came to meet and greet, you got a travel pillow and you probably want like a personal fun. What are all the designs? You know the designs. You got leopard. What are the other ones?
I got leopard. I don't, you know what? I didn't even really look that hard at all of the other ones because, you know, I'm such a leopard girl that I immediately zone right in on the leopard and everything else is just peripheral. You know?
Okay.
All right. I don't really pay much attention. I don't.
But there's good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. No, I'm sure there's a lot of good ones. But when I see leopard, that's all I care about. That's it. That's all I care about, you guys.
Yeah. Well, and you may love leopard too, and you can get your leopard travel pillowcase, and you should. And you just need to go to mypillow.com/chicks. Or you can always call. If you're old school, you can just call and talk to one of their lovely representatives on the phone. It's 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com/chicks.
Okay, one more clip because I know you wanted to get to this before we get to your whack. And that is, if you've never heard of a chick by the name of Izzy Cook, Izzy Cook is basically she's like another Greta, only she's from New Zealand. And I don't have video of her. I have a photo of her that goes along with some audio that you're about to hear of a recent radio interview that she did. I don't know what station. It was like a New Zealand radio station. And this woman who is interviewing her is mocking her so hard. And one of our writers, LT Conrad, did a post about this on our website at chicksontheright.com. So you can watch and listen there as well and get more of the backstory. But just so you can, I mean, we all know this, right? We know how hypocritical climate change fanatics and activists can be. They have no problem traveling and going on the private jets and doing all the things, right? We've known this forever. But the way that she gets called out is so delicious that I had to share this. Watch or listen.
For example,
so we would have to apply to have like approved events to be able to fly for.
Well, that's one thing that you could look at doing.
Am I allowed to go to Fiji? Is that necessary?
In the current climate crisis, I don't think that that's necessary.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
I'm not sure, maybe a few months ago, to be honest.
Where'd you go?
Fiji.
Izzy! Izzy! Don't you care about the climate, Izzy?
Of course I care about the climate.
Not enough. You went to... you went to Fiji. Izzy, come on, mate. Are you serious? Are you serious, Izzy?
No, it's pretty ironic.
Are you still there?
It is pretty ironic, but to be honest, it's not really a trip that I wanted to go on, but I can't really get out of it.
Why'd you go? Why'd you go?
My parents wanted to go.
Izzy!
I didn't want to go.
How are you embarrassed that your parents did that to the planet and then forced you to do it as well?
Of course I'm not embarrassed.
Did you have a terrible time?
Not really. I didn't.
See, I'm sorry. Mate, listen, you're such a champion. I think you've got a brilliant future ahead of you. And are you doing another strike soon?
Yeah, well, we'll look to.
Good. I will talk to you again and we'll get you back on the show.
Oh, my God. Why are we basing, like, I say we, I'm not. But why are these lunatics basing any sort of policy on teenagers and what teenagers think? You know, like the Greta's.
I believe the children are our future.
I mean, it's like, seriously. This is like Democrats, liberals are taking cues from teenagers. You know, teenagers. Yeah. This is the thing. Who are these people? It's like,
I don't.
Why would you do that? Why would you ever look at teenagers and be like, we're going to go ahead and base our policy on what you think? On what teenage? I mean, it's astounding to me. Like, have they ever raised teenagers? Because I have, and you probably don't want to do that. You know,
no, they make terrible decisions. That's kind of what they're known for,
right?
So I'd never heard of this chick before LT pointed her out till I started seeing this on Twitter going around. But I have never heard of her, but she's apparently, you know, a big deal in climate activism circles. So there you have it.
Izzy. I mean, maybe somebody should get her a comb. Did you see? That'd be a good start.
All right. What is in your whack today? Do I need to show this or are you just talking about it?
I saw this yesterday. So this is a kind of a serious whack. I'm just really disturbed by all this. Halloween's coming up. I don't know if you guys saw Chuck Schumer was talking about this yesterday. It's about fentanyl in our kids' candy. I don't condone violence, but I just want to punch all these people in the face because now they're talking about this. We've been talking about this for the past 2 years, but now they're talking about it in our kids' Halloween candy. Maybe, I don't know, secure the freaking border. That's the thing.
That's where it's getting in.
Yeah, maybe you could do that, Chuck Schumer, you know, and friends. That could be something that you could do, but they're talking about it in like this, you know, sort of a roundabout way. Like, I don't know, like fentanyl's going to be in Halloween candy. And it's like, okay, well, there's a reason that fentanyl is going to be in our kids' Halloween candy. And that's because it's like pouring across our border, you morons, you know? And Republicans and conservatives have been screaming about this forever. But yeah, so this is happening. But the way that they're doing this and just the packaging of it, you know, the fact that it looks real, it looks completely real. It's in Skittles, you know, it's in Nerds, it's in candy that like our kids just readily eat. Like my daughter, we were driving to swim practice last night and she was like, Mom, did you see like this? I saw on YouTube that this, you know, fentanyl, because I'm always constantly scaring the crap out of her about this stuff. But she's like, did you see that it looks like Sweet Tarts. It looks like, you know, it's in Skittles. And I'm like, yeah, totally. I'm like, do not touch anything. And when you go, she'll probably go trick or treating this year with her friends because she's 12. And I said, I don't want you eating any of that stuff. I don't want you even touching anything that looks like a Sweet Tart, a Skittle, a Nerd, any of that stuff. I'm like, chocolate, fine. Eat all the chocolate that you want. I'm like, but
for now.
I'm like, but and make sure that you, like, I need to test it and taste all of it, you know, before you have it. Especially the chocolate.
But especially the 100 grands.
Right, exactly. And the Three Musketeers. Mommy has to taste all of them. But like all the other stuff, I don't want you touching it. Because, I mean, the fact that this is what they're doing. And I'm like, China is poisoning our kids. This is what's happening. Like, what is even going on? And the fact that this is not like the biggest news story and that Democrats and Republicans together aren't trying to make this stop immediately by shutting our border. Like that should be a number one priority. It just makes me sick to my stomach.
Especially when they talk about it as if the two things aren't connected. And they talk about it like they're so concerned. No, you're not.
You're not.
You are the ones that could fix this.
Right.
And you're not immediately doing it.
They could fix it immediately. Close the border. Close it. Like these people are this, they don't give a crap about our kids. They don't give a crap about Americans. They're putting illegals above us. And it's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. So, you know, call your representatives, call them, You know, make certain, make your voice known. I mean, make them uncomfortable, you guys. It's like I hear about all these other people. I hear the Maxine Waters saying, make them uncomfortable. We should make our representatives feel uncomfortable when it comes to this because our children are dying. This is not okay. It's just it's not okay. And they could fix it. You guys bring it in. Bring it in.
Don't forget to look at our website in like an hour.
Right.
And you'll hear that crazy ass voicemail that we got.
She's so crazy, you guys. So crazy.
Oh my God.
And also our deep dive is coming out today with Ainsley Earhart. So make
sure that precious.
She's so precious, you guys. She really was. So down to earth. So great. I mean, we're like BFFs with her now.
Totally. So,
you guys have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour, like there was this premise, and it was, I think, in some ways correct, especially during the second wave of the feminist movement, that there needed to be correctives. But that was predicated on this idea that there were essential sort of sex differences. And now we're actually even... I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.